This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Jamie Boston, Program Manager for MEND through the Maricopa County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Jamie, we are going to discuss MEND today. It's a free program that's going to be offered through the Maricopa County Health Department in Carlinville. But we're going to start off with, since you're in charge of it, telling us about what is MEND.
Okay. So MEND is a comprehensive family-based program that helps overweight children ages 7 to 13 improve their health, fitness, and self-esteem. Of course, MEND is going to be offered by the Maricopa County Public Health Department. It's completely free of charge, and it's a healthy lifestyle program designed to manage overweight and obesity in children and their families by improving health, fitness, and self-esteem. The MEND program combines active living, physical activity, healthy eating, behavioral change, and it facilitates effective weight management and lasting lifestyle change. MEND stands for Mind, Exercise, Nutrition, and Do It.
Say a person's interested, they contact you. What happens? What goes on as far as getting started with this particular program?
We actually have 15 spots available. They all are first come, first serve. And they would just need to give us a call at 217-854-7272 to enroll. Our sessions, it's going to be a 20-session family program that meets for 2 hours twice a week, and it's attended by a child and at least one caregiver.
Now, is this something that involves the whole family, or once a person gets into it, is it sort of like a family thing, or is it just the person and their caregiver?
Definitely an interactive family thing. So the first hour of our sessions is going to be an interactive family session on nutrition and behavioral topics. You can bring other little ones. And of course, the next hour is going to be the fun exercise when the children will be exercising, doing fun things while the parents meet for support and discussion on topics such as goals and rewards and how to read labels and problem solving.
What exactly is the parents' role in this as far as making sure, I guess you could say, the program's successful?
Okay. Parents' role is really to be that support person, to really help the child learn how to create those goals and rewards and how to read those labels and really working with the child on the best route for them. MEND is not a diet and it does not emphasize weight loss for growing children. It's all about teaching a child to grow into their weight and how to make those healthy lifestyle choices.
This program for the children, I'm sure, it's been done somewhere. Have you read or have you been given facts about how it helps those who do take it?
Definitely. So MEND is actually the largest international community-based childhood obesity intervention for 7 to 13-year-olds and their families. It has programs running in the U.S., Canada, the UK, Australia, Denmark, and the Netherlands. MEND is supported by over 100,000 parents and children in over 500 locations worldwide. And I'm actually trained by the MEND Foundation and the Healthy Weight Partnership to lead the MEND program in Mind and Nutrition and Exercise.
When someone is in the program, how do you sort of, or maybe how do they gauge that it's going good or it's going as you want it to go? Versus maybe not quite on track.
Definitely. So again, for each session, they're going to be setting different goals. And at the beginning of the 20 sessions, we'll have a day where we do some measurements, we do some fitness tests, and then at the end, we'll do the same thing so we can really see what the progress was and work with the families to continue that. MEND's great because the program actually has a graduation, and after that, they have lots of different community resources available to them after they graduate with graduation activities, and they're given several different things to continue staying on the right track.
What type of resources might they have once they've gone through the MEND thing to keep this going, I guess one could say, for life or for a period of time in their life?
So MEND actually offers them a support website that they'll be able to access at any time. Parents can, they have a question and answers part that they can write in, just to provide the family continued support. And, of course, who doesn't love free stuff? So through the program, kids are going to be getting water bottles and T-shirts and backpacks, all sorts of different fun things to keep them engaged.
MEND is a free program to the participants. Funding for the program, how does that come about?
The Macoupin County Public Health Department was awarded a grant through the MEND Foundation to offer MEND to the community.
Now, let's take a step from someone contacts you. They're interested in possibly participating. I guess they can be anywhere from in Macoupin County, but what do they actually do, and what days will these classes again be taking place in the hours so that some people might know if it meets their schedule?
So MEND will be offered on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We plan to start up on June 12th, and anyone from the community is free to attend. You don't have to be from Macoupin County, but the classes will be held in Carlinville. And they can go ahead and call that number as 217-854-7272 to enroll.
And I guess that will take care of it. And if they have any questions, the same number is how they might get a hold of you to inquire further before maybe they participate?
Most definitely.
Jamie Boston, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.